This is Lauren Schwab sitting here with Joshua Randall of the Danville FFA chapter in Indiana. He just won in the area of environmental science and natural resources, entrepreneurship and placement, sponsored by CHS. Can you take me a moment to tell me about your project?
All right, yeah. So I'm from Danville, Indiana. It's a small town just west of Indianapolis. And a lot of what I did was I tried to branch out in my community and try to be able to get a better feel for where people need help. So I worked with NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation Service, my Soil and Water Conservation District. I worked with my Parks Department. I worked with 4-H and with Farm Bureau. And I was just trying to be a part of a lot of different things, but also make sure that people understood the importance of land management and environmental science. A lot of what I did was with NRCS, and I was an intern there, and over the summer, and I did a lot of work with water quality and legislation issues, and I did some work with soil testing, some soil mapping. So I learned quite a bit there, and I was really excited to be able to just see a lot of the different parts of the state that I'm from and be able to try to understand the issues that are part of our agriculture and environmental science.
How did you get started in that?
So I've always really been interested in conservation and plants. When I was in seventh grade, my science teacher actually started a wetland project at our middle school, and I've been working on that ever since. It's a federally owned property, so it's actually really important that we maintain it, and we're trying to make sure that the community knows about it, and we're using it to the best of our abilities. It's still degraded. It's in a pretty high traffic area, but we're really trying to get it to where it can be. And from there, I just kept trying to branch out, and I worked with the parks departments, Hendricks County, my Danville Parks. I eventually got into NRCS, and that's where I really did a lot of my work, and it kind of got me ready for college.
Can you tell me more about how this benefits the community?
Oh, yeah. So my brother and I, with that wetland, we also started a club, and we've been getting grants to try to be able to get some water quality issues addressed and be able to try to get more native plant species, try to be able to improve it and use it as a community resource. I also worked as an NRCS. I was a volunteer. I worked with a lot of the people in the community. I tried to make sure that they understood what environmental science, what soil quality was. We offered, as a government entity, we offer a lot of grants and a lot of different ways for people to try to improve their soil over time. We're really just there to be able to listen to people and try to be able to get them to where they need to be with whatever resources we have available.
So what are some of your goals for the future?
Right now, I'm a freshman at Purdue University in Indiana. I'm studying plant science. I'm hoping to be able to have a better understanding of the plants and the different components of the environment that I can really go back and try to improve conservation as a whole. I also want to be able to try to go back and try to help with NRCS and other public organizations. So I'm trying to think about how to better understand public policy and just how all of this relates to itself within environmental science, public policy, science in general. So I'm trying to be able to get a pretty broad approach right now.
Is there anyone that you want to thank?
I mean, obviously I got to thank my advisor, Dwayne Hughey. He is amazing, and he's done so much for our chapter over all the years. He's amazing, and he's really pushed everybody, including me. I'm not really from a farm background, but he's pushed everybody in our chapter to be their best. I have to thank my parents, too. They would always drive me around ever when I was little, and they've always been super supportive of me. And my brother, too, because he helped me with the whole wetland project.
Well, congratulations again, and this is Lauren Schwab, FFA Today.
Thank you.